Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazier Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of the Daily Record. Brian, there's some interesting Annapolis politics, actually. That's what we talk about here on this show. But it's interesting to see that Yuli Curry, who didn't want a seat anymore, has now decided he does want it. And what's going on? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, you know, Alice in Wonderland had her unbirthdays, and this is the unresignation of Yuli Curry. Senator Curry, who's been down there for about 30 years, had earlier in November announced his resignation. He seemed to be tired and you know, had lost a step. And what appears evident from this action that took place, earlier in the week is that Curry had set up what he believed was a plan for succession, where his wife would step in and serve the remaining 2 years of his term, and at which point she would leave office, not seek re-election, and there would be, you know, that would allow open up a fight in the Democratic primary in 2018. Yuli, in his letter, refers to a certain amount of political jockeying. Those were his words, that went on by forces, including some from outside the county he didn't identify, trying to put people into place who would then use the appointment as a platform to run for re-election and gain a political advantage over opponents. And Curry said that was unacceptable to him.
So where are we now on this? Is he back in the Senate?
You know, it's really interesting. I talked to Yuli before we got a copy of his letter, and he said he was thinking about it. He was leaning towards it, wouldn't talk to me about it. And then we got a copy of his letter that absolutely says unequivocally that he's rescinded his resignation. By law, since there was no official resignation, it didn't take effect until December 1st. There was no vacancy, and he, up until the self-imposed deadline, he was free to do whatever he wanted, and he did.
Well, he is a Mike Miller, Senate President Miller loyalist, isn't he? Or
has
that changed?
No, he is. And look, I mean, one of the questions you have to ask is Mike Miller one of those political forces from outside the district that Curry is railing about? Because there was some conversation that Miller was not opposed to the appointment of Melanie Griffith to replace Curry. You might remember Melanie ran against Curry in 2014.
And what's the big picture here? There are some overarching issues here, including votes on vetoes, right?
There are. And so Yuli Curry coming back won't really change the math on that. But there are a number of other open seats. Catherine Pugh's seat is vacant. Jamie Raskin's seat is vacant. And nobody really knows what's going on right now with Lisa Gladden, who missed a significant amount of the last session. And we're hearing, you know, because of illness, may not be able to be available much in the coming session.
So you could have a situation, who knows how it'll all shake out, that in which the override that the Senate wants won't happen because all the votes are not in place.
That's correct. I mean, we are looking at least at the potential of a significant delay in these votes. And, you know, for example, there are a couple of close ones, you know, where Lisa Gladden's ability to attend and vote could really make a difference.
Well, of course, we'll see what happens. And Brian, we'll have you back and we'll talk about it some more.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. For Brian Sears, I'm Frazier Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.